Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 18th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
ZANU-PF starts preparing for President Robert Mugabe's $800,000 birthday bash.
We are not only celebrating a day, but we are celebrating events. We are celebrating a process. We are celebrating a life at the end of the day, but a life well lived.
The Zimbabwe Statistics Agency says the country's consumer prices fell by 2.47% last month.
Basically, what it means is that we are in what we term a deflationary vicious cycle. Deflationary vicious cycle implies that the general level of prices in the economy are weakening.
And Zifa promises to give the Warriors $10,000 if they beat Zambia tomorrow.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
The ruling ZANU-PF party has started preparations for President Robert Mugabe's annual birthday bash next month, with some reports indicating that the target for this year's festivities is to raise $800,000. This has raised the ire of the opposition, which says that money should have been put in better use to feed the hungry or pay government workers. Mr. Mugabe will be turning 92 on February 21st. Ironically, the bash is going to be held in Masvingo, one of the country's provinces hardest hit by drought. The bash, also known as the 21st February Movement, is held annually in different cities and towns. Last year, it was held at the premier resort town of Victoria Falls. ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma tells Studio 7 the money used for the bash should not worry anyone because it comes from donors and well-wishers.
Like any other birthday of any other person, it's a very important day, the day that we celebrate the coming of a life, the beginning of a life. And now, in particular, our president is exemplary life that he has led. He has lived a God-fearing life, something that the youths and everybody else can actually emulate and follow. So it is important that we celebrate such kind of life. We are not only celebrating a day, but we are celebrating events. We are celebrating a process. We are celebrating a life at the end of the day, but a life well lived, a life lived selflessly in defense of our sovereignty and in protection of all the enemies that might want to attack us.
But Mr. Chuma, there are some critics who say that the $800,000 that is earmarked for this birthday should have been put to other use, like assisting the needy. What do you say of that?
The needy must be looked after. They must be assisted. And there are programs that are earmarked for that. We've got an active ministry of public service and social welfare that is going all the way out to look for, to look out for the need of those who are actually in need. There are certain other organizations, like even the NGOs, Christian organizations that are all out to do that.
That was ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Bulawayo. We also reached Deputy Spokesperson Tavita Kumalo of the MDCT, who says the celebration is obscene at a time when thousands of people are reeling with hunger.
As the MDCT led by Morgan Tangira, we are so disgusted that we've got a 92-year-old leader who has sacrificed the lives of 12 million Zimbabweans who are failing to survive, and most of them sooner than later will be dying of hunger. It does not make sense that when others are mourning and the Kabila to celebrate, instead of mourning with the Zimbabwean people and giving the Zimbabwean way forward in terms of turning around this economy. Why should you look for money? I would have appreciated if you were saying you were fundraising the 800,000 for the Ukraine dialogue, a dialogue situation, a parade at a hospital, or a computer, then we understand. So which means to say, is one leader who doesn't even care about the people's plight in Zimbabwe, the time has come for us to pray for the deceased.
Are you, as a party, going to make a formal complaint about the excesses of this celebration?
Absolutely, we are going to make a formal complaint, but at the same time, we are going to talk to the Zimbabweans and we tell them our policy direction vis-a-vis this issue of lavish lifestyle when Zimbabweans are after 4 months. So, thereafter, then we will consult the people of Zimbabwe for them to grace, make sure that we get rid of this and appear. The time is now, and enough is enough. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
That was Tabitha Kumalo, deputy spokesperson of the MDCT. She spoke on the line with Studio 7 from Bulawayo.
The Zimbabwe Statistics Agency, or ZimStats, says the country's consumer prices fell by 2.7% in December last year. The agency attributed this deflation to the continued weakening of the South African rand against the United States dollar and other factors. Economist Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe says the current situation does not do any good to local manufacturers as they are forced to compete with goods sourced from outside the country at cheaper prices. Chitambara tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri that the deflation may also reflect weak aggregate demand.
Basically, what it means is that we are in what we term a deflationary vicious cycle. Deflationary vicious cycle implies that the general level of prices in the economy are weakening. And it's not a good or positive thing for the economy, because prices or inflation is a barometer of economic activity in the country. So when prices are weakening, it actually indicates that the economy is also weakening. And this has been exemplified by continued deindustrialization, continued loss of jobs by workers. So what it means is that the economic agents will not have enough liquidity in their pockets to actually increase the aggregate demand in the economy. So it's mainly as a result of the lack of liquidity that is prevailing in the economy, because liquidity is what pushes aggregate demand. If the economy is illiquid, it means aggregate demand will be affected. If the economy is liquid, it also encourages aggregate demand in the economy. So it's a reflection of a weakening economy.
Looking at these general price levels in the economy last year, what was the benefit for Zimbabwean producers or manufacturers?
There wasn't a big deal of a benefit, in the sense that when the consumers don't have enough liquidity, it means their ability to buy locally produced commodities is affected. Yes, we are saying that there's been a modicum of stability, but that stability now is not beneficial in the sense that it's coming under the backdrop of a weakening economy, which is reflected by this deflationary mode that the economy is undergoing. So it's not beneficial to industry in the sense that the local consumers are not consuming locally produced commodities to the extent that the local producers would want or would love.
That was economist Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe.